Local and state officials are working together to figure out the source of a fuel leak that started nearly 3 years ago near the Burlington waterfront. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, a federal inspector joined the effort today.
Sometime shortly after Tropical Storm Irene hit Vermont in 2011, operators at Burlington's wastewater treatment facility noticed an oily sheen on the surface of the water at the plant. After a while, it went away. Then it came back again. And the slow leak went on and off like this for more than 2 years. City and state officials say the facility is able to get the fuel out of the water before it makes its way to Lake Champlain, but that's one of the few things they know for sure in the case. Hugo Martinez-Cozon is a hazardous site manager for the State Department of Environmental Conservation.
We're still investigating it. Right now we're doing some work in the rail yard, but we don't know the source.
Officials also don't know the origin of the pipe or what it was designed to carry.
Kind of a pre-mapping pipe. It was in the ground, but nobody had record of it. And that pipe is unknown where it's coming from, and it was contributing petroleum to the trunk sewers.
This spring, the city of Burlington plugged the mystery pipe. That put an end to the oily sheen in the wastewater plant, but it's not a permanent fix. Officials are still looking for the source of the fuel, which Martinez-Cozon says is some type of fuel oil, maybe combined with kerosene. And this week, an inspector from the Environmental Protection Agency came to check out the fuel storage systems at the rail yard. EPA spokesman David Deegan says the inspector came by request from the state.
So the kind of things that the EPA inspector will look for would be, does the facility have the correct sort of barrier around areas where petroleum tanks are located?
The inspector will look for flaws with the physical infrastructure, but also check to make sure the rail yard has the proper systems in place to prevent spills. But the inspection at the rail yard, along with groundwater and soil tests on the property by the state, are all somewhat shots in the dark. As a Vermont Rail System spokesman said, all officials know is that this mystery pipe runs under the rail yard, not where it goes or where the fuel is coming from. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.